At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hotly Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
yes, sir. Welcome to the show on a Wednesday where joint practice between the Dolphins and the Commanders has taken place. There was tackling and hitting and violence.
I love it. You're not allowed to say that word.
Sorry, anger, but no violence. Devoid of violence.
Football has changed, Hawk.
Would you like to hear what David Fiorones wrote in the Sun Sentinel about the joint practice today?
I would love to.
He says, the Miami Dolphins finally squared off against another team ahead of the 2026 season, and it was a struggle. The Washington Commanders won the day on both offense and defense at their training facility on Wednesday. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels mostly had his way with a decimated Dolphins secondary, down cornerbacks Chris Johnson and Juju Brents, and safety Dante Trader Jr. I didn't know that they were all out. So, we knew Chris Johnson obviously would be out.
I think Sealer is out as well.
And he writes, the Miami offense struggled to gain first downs, got beat up front in pass protection, and quarterback Malik Willis was forced to use his legs a lot as the pocket crumbled and receivers didn't cause separation.
That's not good if your pocket's crumbling and your receivers can't get open.
So you guys still have over one win like USA Today had suggested, or are you thinking twice now?
I have over one win. Let's figure it out. The Trader's out. Yeah, Trader's going to save us in the secondary.
Here's the stock up, stock down from the Sun Sentinel today. Stock up, Caleb Douglas. The rookie wideout continues to shine. His play in practice at Dolphins camp translated to facing an opponent, as he had seen the type of practice we've come to know from him in the first joint practice setting that he has seen. Stock down the offensive line and secondary. The line struggled to pass protect and had Willis scrambling all day. Plus, they were dominated in one-on-ones. It's tough to single out anyone, but it's the whole group outside of center Aaron Brewer. The secondary got torched by Jaden Daniels all day with a lot of receivers wide open, but good to see Taff respond and make a play at the end. What's his name? Michael Taff?
Taff.
Michael Taff made a play at the end, so there you go. Little Dolphins Commanders. By the way, we will speak with Mike Cugno. He is up in Washington for the joint practices. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And in the 2 o'clock hour today, we will talk with Zach Gelb.
The defensive secondary doesn't surprise me because we knew that, you know, we're waiting on Storm Duck to come back. Like, we knew the secondary. The O-line has multiple first-rounders, has a well-paid center, has a second-rounder at right tackle in Savignaya, and Patrick Paul is supposed to be good. It's getting scary. To your point, Hawk, about the 1.5 wins, it's scary if our O-line can't protect anybody because Malik Willis is not Joe Montana.
I feel like the offensive line should be one of the stalwart groups like you just mentioned. So I'm not as concerned. It's the first joint practice and, you know, who knows. And obviously, I would imagine it's a little bit different blocking for someone like Malik Willis than Tua Tagovailoa. And the coaching staff is completely different. I imagine it's not going to be the same strategy of get the ball out as quickly as you can. But first, before you do that, run 19 motions. And before you do that, wait till the last second to get the play in. So I think there's probably a ramp up.
If everybody's getting beat but A'Ron Brewer, they need to get the ball out as fast as they can.
Yeah, they're going to have to call Mike McDaniel. Now, exactly where did you leave that book? That book where you had jotted some notes down?
No three steps. We need 2-step drops.
No, but it is going to be great to have a quarterback who's mobile, right? If the pocket does collapse, the quarterback doesn't just collapse with it.
Everybody's collapsing.
At least we've got a fighting chance this season. If the pocket collapses, Malik Willis is somehow to the outside and he's juking a couple guys out. I mean, that could happen. Wasn't happening with Tua.
Yeah, and you can move him. You can move him around quarter rolls and full, you know, roll out, play action type stuff. They'll figure it out.
Get cutesy if the pocket is collapsing. Get cutesy.
Just don't call collapse on 2. I don't like that play.
We've got another pair of tickets today for Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. They are coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater August 20th, and we will give away today's pair of tickets at 5:20. 5:20 this afternoon. We went to the Marlins game last night. Marlins won. Yuri Perez looked good. Paul Skeens doesn't have his stuff. I saw that he topped out at 96 miles per hour. He got pulled in the sixth, but he did not get over 96 miles per hour last night. He's got some issues, but Marlins won. But more importantly, we had a fantastic time. It was me, Solana, and Jimmy the bed bug. By the way, if you look at the Instagram post, people love Jimmy the bed bug. They love the bed bug. People were coming up to us last night. Bed bug. Bed bug. Jimmy the bed bug is making his mark on South Florida. He was more beloved and more recognized than Jim Larrañaga, who was with us. There's not a doubt in my mind that Jimmy the Bedbug could have had a starting job with Coach L's Hurricanes at some point. Who was the little kid? Was it Charlie Moore?
Charlie Moore.
Yeah. Jimmy the Bedbug could have been the next Charlie Moore if Jim Larrañaga was still coaching. That's how beloved Bedbug is when he's out in public. So,
Bedbug, what position would you play?
What position would I play?
Yeah.
I would say, based on my size, probably like a guard.
Yeah, point guard probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? He runs the show. He runs the offense.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
He runs the show.
Bring the ball up,
Bedbug. He's a facilitator. We had... We had such a good time with Coach L. Everybody loves him on the show. He's such a nice guy in person, and he brought the table of knowledge from the country club. It's on Instagram. Solana's Alex M Solana on Instagram as well as Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Alex M Solana. I think it's on the WQAM Instagram page as well. But you could see me and Jimmy and Coach L and Solana. But you also can see the table of knowledge, who is Coach L's, you know, country club group down in Coral Gables. They were all super nice. We really dumbed it down. Like, they were trying to have a conversation. I was sitting behind them trying to interject. They didn't know what hit them. They didn't. They unleashed the Hawkman, and the table of knowledge became just a table of people, because it can't be a table of knowledge when I'm around. But nice guys.
I hate I couldn't be there. Like, what conversation did you try to get into that you shouldn't have got into?
Oh, I mean, they just have knowledge about everything. Even, to be quite honest, there was a conversation that Coach and Solana were having about the Odyssey and Homer, the writer, and history. And spoiler alert here, I don't know if you're aware of this, this Trojan horse thing goes on in the Odyssey. Are you familiar with this twist?
Yeah, it's a story you heard since you were 6 years old.
Yeah, well, I was surprised, like, get out. I mean, it was like, that one hit me like a ton of bricks. Now, I will tell you, at one point, Coach L turned to Solana and said, have you heard of Willie Mays? And Solana responded, yeah, the boxer.
Huh? You don't know who Willie Mays is?
Yeah, he had that big right hook.
But we had a great time. We had ice cream. This was a huge shocker to me. And it's on my Instagram. If you want to see the video, it's Radio Mark Hawkman on my Instagram. We go to get Coach L sees someone eating soft serve in the crowd. And he goes, oh, they've got ice cream here? I go, not just ice cream. Mr. Softy. You know, he's from the Bronx. And Mr. Softy, that's a New York staple. So he's like, well, let's go get some ice cream. We go get the ice cream. He gets a cone. I get a cone. Solana gets the ice cream in a helmet with sprinkles. And I turn to Coach L. And I go, can you? And I did it on video. I go, can you believe this guy's ordering sprinkles? And he's like, oh, no, I should have gotten sprinkles. I didn't realize they had sprinkles. I said, no, Coach, no, what are we doing here? I will tell you, foul on Solana. I was paying for the ice cream. It's a huge upcharge to get the helmet. And then he just threw it out. Like, he didn't even need all the ice cream. And then just threw out the helmet in the garbage. You could have just gotten a cup and saved me several dollars.
Yeah, but it hits different in the mini helmet. And you were paying for it.
I'm kind of with Solana. If I know the meal's taken care of, I'm going to get stuff I wouldn't get if it's on my credit card.
Just dump it in the garbage. Don't even pretend like, hey, anybody want the helmet? Anybody want the helmet? Just dump it in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what am I going to do? Go clean out the helmet?
That's what people do.
Yeah, I've done that before. And then guess what? It just ends up in the back of some drawer.
By the way, speaking of UM basketball, Jay Lucas got a contract extension today. Yep. So Mario got a contract extension. Jay Lucas now has a contract extension.
After 1 year?
Well, I mean, we talked about it last year, remember? Like, you're in danger of losing him immediately, because if a big program sees what he did with UM in year one, they may say to themselves, you know what? That might be a guy we want. And so if you want to lock him into an extension, now I would imagine there's still opportunities for him to leave. But it is the University of Miami saying to him,
right,
we're down with you for the longest if you want to be here.
Oh, for the Canes, it's great. Like, it almost shows what you want to do with your athletic program. But for Jay Lucas to lock in again and where there could be better opportunities, I'm thinking from a business standpoint.
No, he could leave.
Yeah,
he could leave whenever he wants.
Yep.
Because if a Kentucky comes calling or a Michigan comes calling or any of the Blue Bloods come calling, it will take care of whatever buyout needs to be taken care of. But like Hawk mentioned, and that was my concern last year. Remember I just brought it up a couple times? Hey, he had such a great
You suggested he was actually going to leave that offseason. I thought that would be a little early.
Not suggested he was going to leave. Suggested he'd take phone calls and he'd be open to the possibility. And we found out that Kentucky and Michigan, those jobs became available. I was just floating out the idea that Miami needed to show him a little bit of love and say, hey, you were this good year one. And that's exactly what they did with this contract extension.
All right, yeah. Let's do a quick look at the headlines because I want to make sure that we have enough time with Zach Gelb, and then I want to make sure we have enough time for Mike Cugno up in Washington. Are they actually in Virginia? I don't even know where the practice facility is.
In Virginia.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
All right, this is going to be quick. All right. I'm going to give you what you need.
Let's go. That's exactly what I sound like on the weekends. This is going to be quick, but I'll give you what you need.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Do you ask her what she needs?
Nah, I got a good idea. She needs to get back to her book is what she needs.
Just like Hawk on the weekends.
She needs for me to leave her alone is what she needs.
It's going to be quick that I leave you
Can
alone.
Can you imagine me trying to get with you for 30 years and no let up? This poor woman. I mean, can you imagine? Like, honestly, I'm no fun trying to get with you. My act is tired. My body's tired. Everything's tired except my desire. And it's 30 years of this. Oh, this poor woman.
Oh, do the massage route. The massage route.
I ain't got time for a massage. What are you talking about? I got to get back to House Hunters as well.
You're working hard. Let me give you a massage.
Nah, give me a massage.
Bring out the eucalyptus oil. Come on, man.
I'll bring out the Wesson oil if she wants to cook up some fries afterwards.
You really went to the store, picked out that specific hat you're wearing, and said, yeah, this is the one.
This is the one I told you at the gas station. Huh. This is at the gas station on the way to Tampa. I got the red one. And this one.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
With nothing on it.
With nothing on it. These are my favorite hats.
Snapback.
Literally at the gas station on State Road 60 in between Yeehaw Junction and Tampa, It's a gas station. And I'm like, oh, a couple of plain hats. How much are these? You know, I don't know, $9. I'll take them both.
Let me get the red and the puke green.
This isn't green. How dare you?
You look like you belong in that movie War Dogs. Like you're going to supply arms.
I love that movie.
Illegally in Afghanistan with that hat. You're just missing aviators.
I love that movie. That's one of the biggest underrated movies in the history of film.
Yeah.
If I was going to smuggle something, I would want to give it to you. Nobody's stopping you.
I get through any checkpoint, anywhere, anytime. And they'll probably invite me to dinner. I'm so friendly and I'm so gregarious. In fact, I get through a checkpoint, I'm frisking them by the time I get out of there. I've flipped the tables.
Actually, where's your bag? Huh?
Have a nice day, sir. Now, come to think of it, let me see your bag. Give the man with the hat your bag. Gas station hat man, want your bag. Give him your bag.
And is hope, no trouble? Look
hope,
at his hat.
Hope there is no trouble.
Just like Hawk on the weekends, let me underdeliver here with these headlines. The Marlins did win yesterday. They'll play game 2 of 3 against the Piratas from Pittsburgh. That's tonight.
Yep.
Inter Miami plays their final group stage game in Leagues Cup tonight. They play León, or the Lion.
From Mexico.
From Mexico.
De Mexico.
De Mexico.
¿Dónde está México?
Liga MX, en León.
Mm. But ¿dónde está León?
León, en México.
Sí, yo entiendo. Pero
I apologize. Oeste. My Mexican geography outside of Cancun
I'll tell
is
you what,
not
your,
strong.
Your geography with Coach L last night was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Solana held his own with he was having a conversation about Teddy Roosevelt.
Huck, but you haven't heard about the Trojan horse thing?
I didn't know it was part of the Odyssey.
Crowder, Coach L goes into a legitimate explanation of Helen of Troy and the entire buildup.
Helen of Troy, as far as I'm concerned, was something that I used to watch on Spectrovision when I would get to a hotel. I had no idea that was historical.
You said Helen and Troy or Helen of Troy? This Troy is ridiculous. Come on, man.
I can't compete with Troy.
There's a Helen in Troy joke, but I'll just move forward.
Gotcha.
Dolphins coach Jeff Affley today. If there's one thing we needed to know, who's playing in preseason? Is Malik Willis playing? And he said that he plans on getting Malik Willis action in the preseason opener on Friday.
Oh.
However, quote, things can change. But I think that is pretty straightforward there
okay.
from Coach Affley.
All right. I'm glad that he answered. Yeah. Sometimes these coaches get so coy. What are we doing here? For preseason game 1, you can't tell us whether he's playing or not?
Hawk, you have McDaniel PTSD.
Probably.
That would have been a 10-minute run around the world.
And you
answer.
Wouldn't have known at the end whether he was playing him or not.
No, but I heard Todd Monken. I know we have to break, but
Jimmy says León is in central Mexico. Their matches are played at Estadio León. See. Located on Boulevard Adolfo López Mateos.
Wow, look at you.
See.
I heard Todd Monken the other day, just get into something with a reporter who was just asking him, hey, you said Deshaun Watson was playing better. Did you mean he's playing better than Shador Sanders or just that he's playing better? And he's like, oh, I didn't say that, but, you know, thanks for trying to get me into some bleep. And I don't understand. It's pretty straightforward. We know what Deshaun Watson could provide. We know what Shador Sanders could be. Just say, hey, yeah, we're weighing these options. Why get into the thing of, well, and being just, so sneaky about it? Who cares? It's preseason. Anyway.
Yeah. No. To your point quickly, the competitive advantage thing and all that stuff, it's so goofy. Like, you're going to have to name a starting quarterback sooner or later. A lot of coaches get just the foolishness, this cutesy stuff. It's so dumb to me. No, he's the starter. He's the backup. It can change. Next question.
I understand it, you know, being coy on someone's health status going into a regular season game and trying to have a competitive advantage there. Like, no one gives a bleep other than the local media and fans if Malik Willis is going to play, other than the local media and fans. So if you know, I'm good with giving an answer. If you legitimately don't know, well, you should probably know. It's Wednesday. They play Friday. Like, just tell us.
But say
which he
that.
Told us. Which
but,
he told us.
But say that. Hey, I don't know yet. Like, I don't know if he's going to play yet. Say that. But they never say that. They just, like, dance around the topic. You'll know when I know. No. I mean, yeah, where are you at?
The Bills, the Pats, the Jets are division. Nobody's worried about who's starting in game one of the preseason. I don't know why coaches do this goofball stuff.
All right, guys, your weather in South Florida right now, it's hot as hell, man. I spent 5 minutes outside, and I was drenched. There is some rain expected later in the evening. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155 for a free estimate.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Buenos dias.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we'll get to Zach Gelb here in 1 second. I do want to tell you the code word for today, because Odyssey and our sister station Kiss Country present Stars and Strings this November at Hard Rock Live, featuring Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Brantley Gilbert, Brandon Lake, and Stephen Wilson Jr. And we've got a chance for you to win tickets. Today, the code word is guitar. Or guitar, depending on where you're from. Text the word guitar to 20357. That's 20357. If you text the word guitar to that number, you are entered in the contest. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts the Zach Gelb Show on 365 Sports. He's the studio host for NFL and college basketball on Compass Media Networks. He hosts a bunch of shows on a bunch of Odyssey stations, including here on QAM, WFAN in New York, WEEI in Boston. And you can follow him on social media at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. Hello, Gelby.
¿Cómo estás? Muy bien.
We're good. Look at you breaking out the Spanish, knowing that you're in the Miami market. Very impressive. What else you got?
Yo necesito una coche por cinco personas todos los días.
Wow. That's pretty good. So where did you have to use that constantly?
Cancun.
You need a car for five.
Or Punta Cana.
Mexico.
Yeah.
I actually was a pretty good Spanish student in seventh and eighth grade, and I could speak a little bit, you know, un poquito.
Look at
you. Yo necesito muchas cervezas, por favor.
Yeah.
Cervezas.
Crowder knows that one. You're speaking his language. Now you're speaking his language.
Pretty much all I got.
No me gusta Solana. Señor es muy estúpido.
Y feo. Y feo también.
Gelb, ¿te gusta el chorizo sin pan?
I actually know how to say something that's extremely vulgar, but I can't curse in Spanish on the radio I learned because that still violates the FCC. But I will personally send you a voice note of it later, Solana, so you get a chuckle out of it.
Solana just suggested you like sausage without a bun.
Well, you know what? The part that I don't have to say in Spanish talks about his mother doing sausage.
All right, settle down. So,
Dolphins, Solana's though. It looked like you guys had a delicious meal together. I was actually very jealous.
The Hockmans and the Solanas a couple weeks ago at Funky Buddha.
Yeah.
Time
Looked
of our lives.
Nice.
Had a
and then Coach L, by the way,
had some
What's
ballpark ballpark snacks with Coach L last night.
He doesn't like sprinkles on ice cream.
He made a mistake. He said, "I don't like sprinkles on ice cream, and I don't think adults should get sprinkles on ice cream." I thought Coach L was going to be a ally in that fight, and he said, "Oh, I didn't realize they had sprinkles. I would have gotten them," and I was a little disappointed in him. I can't lie.
Yeah, I will say. I usually don't agree with Solana on this show, but I saw all your ice cream orders last night. I thought Solana actually had the best one.
Really? With the sprinkles in the helmet?
Yeah. Soft serve with sprinkles. Delicious. Staple.
Why get soft serve if you're going to change the texture of it to bumpy?
I actually like soft serve over hard ice cream.
So do I. But when you add sprinkles in, it's no longer soft serve. Now it's just like a thing.
Gives a little extra sweetness there. Gives a little extra sweetness. Get a little more of the sweet treat there.
You get wax. Get wax.
Are you watching your calories? That's why you don't go to sprinkles?
I don't think there's any calories in sprinkles. It ruins the ice cream. It's wax.
We know that skinny hip with the avocado toast post. That's what you're trying to do. We get it. That's why you're avoiding the sprinkles.
That's my move. Nah, I don't really understand them. They're wax. There is no, like, crumbles, maybe? I'll give you a pass, like cookie crumbles or something. Hmm. But sprinkles, they're made of wax.
Yeah, they taste good.
No, they don't.
They don't have a taste.
That's
Would you
the,
eat
that's
a bowl of sprinkles?
Of course not. It doesn't taste like anything.
You'd eat a cup of sprinkles.
Do you know the things that I've done if I have a few puffs of something? Yeah, of course I'd eat sprinkles.
Would you eat a cup of packing peanuts? Because it's the same thing.
Would you have these?
These nuts.
The dolphin. Yeah, we got it. You didn't have to follow up with it. We got it. It was maybe better let that one sit and then let people run with it. Dolphins started joint practices with the Commanders today. So it seems like they're going to play Malik Willis at least a little bit Friday night for their first game. Are you a proponent of playing starters in game one? Specifically in the Dolphins situation where you have kind of an unproven starting quarterback, brand new regime, and not a lot of superstar players.
Yeah, I think only bad things could happen. I get why they have to do it because Malik Willis needs the reps with the guys and there's a lot still to prove and he's an unknown. But Crowder, like just as a fan, I don't know how you feel as a former player. I hate the preseason because I just sit there and go, just get me to the regular season, because the worst thing in the world, even with a season that doesn't have much excitement with the Miami Dolphins, if you have someone go down because of an injury, and there's not a lot of intriguing pieces on this team. Malik Willis is one of them. So when you watch against the Commanders, it's just going to be like, no. Like, get him out of there, have him do a drive or two, and just hope that there's no injuries.
And Gail, I've told the story before, but Junior Seau, God rest his soul, my big bro, when I came in the league, he walked in my rookie year to a preseason game, and he was like, hey, fellas, they're paying us $700 for this, so let's go out there and play for each other. Like, we understand what's going on. Is there a cutoff? Because there's a lot. Like, Malik Willis has had 6 starts. Do we need to see him? Do we have to? They need to prove something to the fan base. But then a Drake May, who's still young, but he went to the Super Bowl last year, a Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, who was hurt. Like, what's the cutoff of playing in the preseason? Because we want to get ready, to your point about Malik Willis, but also we don't want anybody to get hurt in these $700 games.
Yeah, I would lean on the side of not playing him. But for the Dolphins, this is where I think it's different. It's a totally new regime. It's the first time that they're going to really be seen in public with a game that sort of means something, even though the preseason games don't matter coming up at the start of September. I think just from the look of the team and the functioning operation of the team, they're going to try to show you something in a limited space when everyone tunes in for that first quarter.
Everybody's worried about Devon Achane down here, Gelby, for obvious reasons.
Don't play him. That's a guy, wrap him up.
He's the guy you don't play.
Bubble wrap. Thank you.
I like to look at you as like an arbiter of whether or not I'm being a homer, because I, like a lot of Dolphins fans, was outraged that Devon Achane was not a top 10 running back ranked in Madden. He's number 11 outside the top 10. Is he a top 10 running back in this league? Forget Madden, but is he a top 10 running back in this league? Do opposing defensive coordinators and defenses look at Miami and say, wow, Devon Achane, that's the dude we have to worry about?
You could argue, and he's not going to win the MVP of the league, but he's the most valuable player of the Dolphins easily. And if you look at the most valuable players around the league to their team having success this year, Devon Achane is right at the top of that list, because we don't know what to expect out of the quarterback, and the wide receiving unit on this team is offensive with how bad it looks. So yeah, Devon Achane is a top 10 running back in the league. Like, I don't think he's 5 or 4, but I think he's like 9 or 8. And the thing I don't get about Madden is, if you're trying to play with someone in Madden, Devon Achane could catch the ball and he could also run at a high speed. Like, some guys just don't catch the ball out of the backfield. Like, he's one of those perfect Madden players for me. You know, is he Christian McCaffrey? Is he Jahmyr Gibbs? No. Is he Bijan Robinson? No. But I don't think the drop-off is that far. Devon Achane is a heck of a player.
But do people around, I guess, take fantasy football players out of it. Do people around the country who watch football passively, do they know Devon Achane? Like, I would submit that most football fans, they know Bijan Robinson,
yeah,
and Jahmyr Gibbs and Christian McCaffrey. Like, is Devon Achane on people's radars?
For fantasy football, yeah.
Beyond
because
that,
how isn't he going to be a first-round pick? No, just because, like, that's kind of the Dolphins. They've been irrelevant for so long that even when they have someone that's successful, it's like, okay, then what are they playing for? Like, where is it leading to? So that's kind of where the Dolphins struggle is. They have been consistently bad for so long. Like, if you look at it in the last, 15 years, 20 years, the two most memorable moments of the Miami Dolphins franchise was that 70-point game and then the breakout of the Wildcat. Outside of that, what has been the national pop with the Dolphins, unless it's a negative story, like what happened with Tua Tagovailoa with the concussions, or Tua and Brian Flores and Stephen Ross with that relationship, or Richie Incognito? There's not been a lot of positive things that people look at in the last 20 years of this team.
Not shocked to see the Patriots fan conveniently left off the Miami Miracle.
Okay, that's fair. One game, though. I did mention the Wildcat, though. And the Wildcat was
that was against New
up
England.
Against the Patriots.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Gail. Yeah. That was 08. You know, I was a middle linebacker over there.
That was your suggestion, wasn't it? Didn't you suggest that you popped into the offensive coaches meeting and said, "Coaches, I got a Channing Crowder here. I've got an idea."
I was going to say, notice the successful moments here had nothing to do with the defense in that spot. Bad job out of Channing, you bum.
Oh, spoken like a Patriots fan who doesn't remember Channing Crowder intercepting Tom Brady to seal a victory for the Miami Dolphins. Left.
And the biggest mistake of Channing's career was not actually taking that cheap contract with the Patriots. Maybe he'd actually be on ESPN, because if you're a Patriot member, you know, you go on into the media, you turn out to be good on ESPN.
09, 124 left, down by four. The Patriots threw the ball to Crowder.
Mistake on Tom Brady's
part. That story has gray hairs on it by now. Oh, my God. How many times are you going to tell it to me?
But, Gab, to the point, Solana, do you have that list of running backs? Because I know Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey. Like, I can name six or seven, but I don't know if Achan's 11. There's 10 dudes in front of Achan.
Like, Kyren Williams is in front of him. I'm a huge Kyren Williams fan. But is Kyren Williams – I know he had a ridiculous amount of touchdowns, but look at the offense he plays in with the pieces around him. I don't think Kyren Williams is better than Devon Achane.
Who else is on there, Solana?
10 is Kyren Williams. 9 is Kenneth Walker, my boy.
Oh, I know Kenneth Walker won a Super Bowl MVP.
But come on.
MVP. He was phenomenal at Michigan State. I'm taking Devon Achane over Kenneth
Walker. Of course. Yes. We had that conversation after
Well,
I mean, what are we doing there? It was a great game. All game.
Do it in the playoffs.
Okay. You're talking to Devon Achane.
He's not in the playoffs.
There's only so much he can do.
You know what? We're going to use that line for the Heat with Solana and then see how he like just goes back to just slobbering over all these Heat guys. Don't need to do it. They did it in the play-in tournament or a regular season game 47.
Who else is down there?
7 is Saquon Barkley. Derrick Henry is number 6.
Oh.
James Cook, number 5.
So here's the thing. James Cook led the league in rushing yards last year, but he doesn't do much catching the football. Like, I don't think he does, you know, a better job at catching the ball out of the backfield and making plays that way compared to what Devon Achane does.
I think
Devon Achane is a two multi-force threat.
Listening to the list, though, it seems like Achane should probably be 10. And maybe not 11. It seems like 10, because I would take the Seattle guy off. What was his name again? The Super Bowl
MVP.
Kenneth Walker.
He's not in Seattle anymore.
I know. Remember we had that conversation when all of a sudden he wanted more money, and it's like, for what?
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker would run through Crowder. Devon Achane would break Crowder's ankles, I think is the right way to say it.
Can't tackle nobody, Gail. Wow. Like, I'm not going to get nobody on the ground.
Wow.
Not anymore, old man.
Wow.
What up, Grandpa?
Holy moly. All right, we got to let Gelby go. I do like what you said, though, about Devon Achane probably has a better case for being MVP in the league than just about anyone. This offense is going to be based around him. It is going to go through him and with him, and there doesn't seem to be any other real alternative. So
I just can't wait till Malik Willis's like first game is a big success, and then Hawks going to get on the air and say they got the quarterback for the next 10 years.
Oh, I hope they do.
It is going to pendulum swing very quickly.
But I haven't said anything about Malik Willis not being the guy. I don't know anything that he's going to bring to the table as a 17-game starter. I would love for him to have been found as the next great Marino. What would make us happier?
Do you think there will be a stretch for 3 total weeks in the season when you guys are believing in either Tua or Malik Willis?
Tua, yes. I already bet Tua to be comeback player of the year. I did. And he won the starting job today, by the way.
Well, Michael Penix Jr. isn't ready to go.
Right. Or is he starting the first preseason game?
It's preseason.
It's the first preseason game.
I believe Tua is going to have a stretch where people are going, oh, wow, he just needed a change of scenery.
And then he gets hurt. I hate to say it, but that's what's going to happen.
He hasn't the last couple
seasons. Well, Malik, you haven't seen enough. I haven't seen him play football enough to make any decisions about him. And he's been in the league for years.
You know who the Falcons or the Dolphins could use next year? Darian Mensah. I have the Canes. I heard you guys on the way in. I have the Canes winning the national championship over Oregon.
You and Tuan Russell, both. Successive days now have predicted the Canes winning the national championship.
Tuan Russell, my dear friend, Tuan Russell.
People are high on the Canes, man. People are high on the Canes. Makes me a little nervous.
I'm also trying to get money off my bill at Joe Stonecrab when I go there in 2 weeks from now, so that could factor into it.
Zach Gelb, follow him on social media, ZACHGELB. See you, Gelby.
Later, guys. Be well.
There you go, Zach Gelb on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show, which sometimes he hosts.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Guys, we are Miami. We are the U. That's gotta mean everything.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.